Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
One more round.
Let's go. Let's have at it, BT.
And let's get right into it as we normally do here. So you saw the article from John Heyman of the Post last night that the Mets are right now in a state of thinking about what they should do as it pertains to Tarek Skubal, where Skubal, you know, is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's available from the Tigers. We know why. The Tigers, there's no chance they sign him to a long term. We've been saying this for a while. So the Mets are in a spot where they're thinking, is it worth it to go all in outside of McLean? He's off limits. He said that as well. Heyman wrote that in his article, as he should be. Is it worth it for the Mets right now to go all in to make sure they get Tarek Skubal? And my answer is simply yes. I'm not waiting for free agency. I'm not waiting for anything. Go get Tarek Skubal now.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot of teams waiting for that. And I want the, you know, to get in line for, I want the Yankees to be one of those teams. So, of course, you do what you have to do here. But I do think that it's a fine line to walk here. You talk about the state of what they're thinking. It can't become a state. What can't happen to the Mets right now? And I don't think it will, because I do think that Stearns is going to remain committed to whatever plan he's plotting out. It can't go to a state of desperation, meaning, all right, now Diaz didn't go the way they envisioned. Pete, that they didn't want him, so that's not a big deal. They obviously traded Nimmo, so they're obviously fine with that. But the reaction has been, wow. I mean, listen, man. I mean, we have been listening to the fan for a long time. We have been on the fan for years. I don't know, and I don't want to be hyperbolic and a prisoner of the moment. I don't know if a fan base has ever been quite this incensed for multiple days in a row with multiple stories. So you can't allow that energy to now reshape what you think and what you do, but hell yeah. If the Tigers are trading Skubal, Mets, Yanks, everybody, knock down the door, go get
now,
him.
He's unbelievable. Here's where I disagree with you, with certainly the Yankees, but maybe even other teams. The Mets are in a position where they need an ace. It is a clear need. The Mets are also in a position where, it's not by my measurements because I have no idea, but many people are saying that their farm system is the best in Major League Baseball. So they're in a position to go land a pitcher or a piece that they desperately need. Plus, they have the resources to spend on Tarek Skubal when, in fact, he does hit free agency in a year. The Yankees don't, or they can't. There's no way the Yankees can spend $400 million on Scooble when they have all the money allotted to Cole and Rodon.
Well, they could. They just probably will elect not to. Well, they could.
I mean,
let's go. They could.
I mean,
they could.
They might not even bring Bellinger back. You tell me they're going to spend. Think about how much money. Now, maybe they trade Rodon and that helps offset some of it. But between Freed, Cole, Rodon, I don't know how you could build a team and justify spending $400 million on a pitcher that's not even your primary need at the time.
Well, I mean, listen, that's why I say could. Do I think they will? I don't. Now, they're probably also a little, you know, the Band-Aid is off at this point, as is the ointment. It's dried up in terms of being burned by giving up a lot and then having Soto come here for a one-year rental. So I'm sure they'd be very reticent to do that again with the prospects of being burned again and to get Scooble. Now, listen, the Yankees obviously gave up some good stuff to get Soto, but to get Scooble, you're going to have to give up. But they're going to say, I want Lombard. I want Schlittler. I want this. I want
that. You probably don't have to give up Schlittler. If the Mets can't give up McClain, I don't even know if the Yankees have what it takes. It's going to depend on what the Tigers want. And by the way, maybe the Mets don't have. Maybe the Tigers want the Dodgers farm system.
Well, that's where I was going to go. And that's an interesting thing, because just forget about the narrowness for a moment of the Yankees packages and the Mets packages. When you look at a trade of this magnitude, and it's clear he's going to be dealt. I mean, they are a quarter of $1 billion apart. And sadly, for a market, it's not like they're out there in the sticks in Montana, if Montana had a team, or in South Dakota. You know, Detroit's basically a top 10 market. It used to be, maybe out of the top 10, you know, a little bit now, as they've lost some residents. But it's a major, major market. To not find the resources is a bigger issue with baseball. And that's why there'll be no baseball in 27 for a chunk. But I think when you look at talent evaluation, number one, it's clearly subjective. Hey, I look at your shortstop, and I think he's going to be a future MVP. The other team looks at your whatever position it might be, and they think that he's going to be a seven hitter because, you know, he can't handle the breaking ball. So there's that, number one. Number two, like, even though the Mets prospect crop is highly thought of, and there's no doubt every publication has it, number one, number two, number three, that's a given. But, like, what the Tigers need or want might not match the best chips in the treasure chest of the Mets prospect. So this is a longer process, but the question, and it's the easiest one of the day, since we've been together, should the Mets go after Scooble?
But
of course.
But the counter to that is, would you give up Carson Benj and Jet Williams?
I've never seen Carson Benj do a damn thing. I've been hearing about Jet Williams for three years.
But also, you do need those guys to be successful. To have a sustained winner, you need to rely on the farm system to turn out at least a couple of different players here. And the Mets could easily just say, you know what? We're good, just like they did with Soto. You know what? We're good. Let somebody else go trade a boatload for him, and then we're just going to pay for him. So that, to me, is where the Mets can get Tarik Skubal, and they could get him two different ways. One, get him now and trade a lot of the farm to get him. Two, just wait, let some other sucker trade for him now, and then sign him in the offseason. Because the one thing that the Mets won't do is get outbid for Skubal if they want him. Now, he could choose to go elsewhere. Maybe some other team, he'll take less money to go elsewhere. I don't know. I don't know what makes him tick. But he's a Boris guy, which makes me think the most money makes him tick. And if that's the case, the Mets are going to pay him the most money. I'm confident in saying that. Which is why they should maybe just get ahead of it and go get him now, so you have a full year of him, plus whatever you do with free agency. But there is a fine line of what you're giving up. I don't think it should take. It should be Sproat, Tong, one of Williams or Benj, maybe others. I think the Mets should have enough to be able to get him without giving up both of their top prospects and still being able to protect McClain, because McClain's a non-starter at this point for a guy who's got 1 year of control left.
Well, that's the key. I mean, this is not a Skeens thing where you would give up a McClain and you would give up the Benjes and the Williamses and a Sproat, or maybe not Sproat, not all three young pitchers, but... Yeah, controllability obviously matters. I mean, it matters to the Yankees, and I really believe it's going to matter to David Stearns as he builds this thing out in his vision. The only risk here is if you give up, let's say, three of your top five or six prospects now to get him for a rental. I really believe that the way the Mets were going to build out their roster this year was going to, and I've said this for well over a month on The Fan, was going to be through the trade market. So if you give up, and I'll just say, let's say a Sproat, a Tong, and whatever position player, not McClain, one position player, well then, do you have enough to go get a Buxton, or do you have enough to go out and get a trade that maybe we're not thinking about right now, that maybe Stearns is? And if the answer to that is no, Well, now, just for the sake of conversation, maybe the more prudent route would be sign Michael King or sign Valdez, well, whatever, and go that route.
But that's why I think it's a conversation.
It's absolutely a conversation.
Me, I'm putting all my chips in. And again, I need to see what the exact offer is. I'm not letting anybody hold me over the barrel. So the Tigers aren't in a position of power. They may think that they are, and they may have their most value right now, but it's only going to get worse as each day goes on. And they don't have to trade him to the Mets. But if I'm the Mets, I can say, well, I don't need him right now. I could just wait until the offseason. He might not be the difference.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you put Schoolball on the Mets right now, are they automatically a World Series winner?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're a playoff team right now, honestly. This team is a 70-something win team right now.
That's exactly right.
Like right now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I agree with you. So my point is the Mets could build a team that can make the playoffs with or without Tarik Skubal. He's not the final piece, where if he were the final piece, then maybe I'd say give them all up. Benj, Williams, Sproat, Tong, whatever. Give outside of McLean. Give them all up to get him in here now. They're not in that spot, so I'm not going nuts over the top. I'm going to give them a more than fair offer, but I'd let them pick Benj or Williams. And it's nice of me to let them pick. I wouldn't just say you could only have Williams. I want Benj. I prefer to have Benj. But if they say Benj instead of Williams, okay, I'll deal with keeping Williams. You could have Sproat and Tong and pick a couple other guys that you want, whether it's Major League ready guys, if it's Beatty or Vientos, whether it's more guys from the minors. I'm fine with that. But you also don't want to be reckless because the Mets have, unfortunately, other holes to fill. So it's not worth it to give everything up for one pitcher who at this particular point wouldn't be the difference of them winning a World Series or not.
All right, phones are already ringing off the hook. We'll get to them in a minute. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Last show, we'll have a lot of fun throughout, sprinkle in all the stuff and finish up strong here. My only thing before we get to the phones, I wonder, I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive, Stearns is not changing his thought process. That's why he's here. And that's why some guys are gone, quite frankly. I do wonder, with something like with Skubal, if he's dangled to the Mets and Stearns is reluctant, like, hey, you know what? I can't give up this package of prospects. I wonder if at that point, Cohen, based on all the negativity and all the negative energy, which I understand and we all do, it's been a rough week for the Mets here. For the Met fans, if Cohen says, you know what, hey, you want to let Pete walk, you don't want to build around a 30-something-year-old first baseman who can't move, who's a righty, I'll let you do that. I don't want to hear about prospects. Make it happen.
But why would he do that now?
I don't know. Maybe he's reacting to the fans. He reacted to the fans last year.
But if he did that, I think that would be a mistake.
Well,
especially at this point.
Yeah.
One thing if he did it for Pete or Diaz, and even then, I wouldn't like it. I think the Mets are operating in a proper way right now. Cohen should provide the resources. He should also get out of the way and let Stearns do what he wants to do. So if you're going to pick and choose where you get in,
I know,
that's going to be a problem to me.
I agree with you just as a concept. Right. I totally agree with you, but it's hard to calculate. Again, we've said this about Cohen. He was embarrassed this year, and he tweeted the other day for the first time in a while, acknowledged it's been a rough run. You know he's getting bombarded with negativity. How could you let Pete go? Homegrown Pete, what are you doing? Ah, Diaz didn't even come. He didn't want to be here. What's going on, Steve? What's going on? You know, when somebody who is used to winning in whether it's the boardroom, whether it's the portfolio with the stocks and finance, when somebody who has that much worldly power, and he does in terms of that level of wealth, when he feels as if he's now losing, emotions and thought processes can shift abruptly. That's all I'm saying.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in Westchester starting us off. What's up, Larry?
Hey, BT, Sal. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Larry boy, what's happening?
Listen, the first thing I want to say, I got a couple things, is I can't tell you how much I'm going to miss you guys. I've been listening to the Fan since day one, back in the Pete Franklin days, and you guys by far have the best show on the Fan. You treat the callers with respect, and you're both knowledgeable. I'm from the Bronx originally, and the best compliment I can give you two guys, you're both stand-up guys. That's all I'm going to say about that.
We appreciate that very much, Larry. Thanks, thank you.
Now, getting to Skrubel, they can make this trade, but then what? They're still so far short the way this team is constituted. Do they have the appetite to go out and get all these other guys that they need? Or are they going to try and slip us a Japanese first baseman, a Harrison Bader for center field? I'm tired of getting apology letters from ownership, especially from Cohen, saying be patient, be patient. I've been patient for 60 years with these guys. Enough is
That's
enough.
That's another 10, Larry.
I want a championship. I'm 68. I don't know how much longer I got.
Ah, you got time, buddy.
Probably not much longer, Larry. So, but longer than we have. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, listen, we're going to plow through these calls. I'm pretty sure what Larry just said, the first call of the day, pertaining to where he's at as a Met fan. Now, not every Met fan that we're going to talk to today has been a Met fan for 60 years, but I'm sure that they are fed up and disgusted.
But that, to me, is the wrong thing. You're right. We've talked about it a lot over the last couple of days. We can get into a different level of that or a different layer of that. Let's keep it going here with the Skrubel stuff. Mark is calling from Westchester. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Got it.
What's up, Mark?
I just want to say that I'm really going to miss you listening to you guys on the Fan. I've been listening for about a year and a half. So I just want to say thank you, guys, and good luck with whatever you guys go with next.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. So I'm a Yankees fan, but I decided to call. I just wanted to talk to you guys this one last time. It would be really cool to see Tarik Skrubel get traded to the Mets. He's obviously a really good pitcher. It's going to obviously take a lot to get him. But if I were the Tigers, and probably the Mets wouldn't want to do it, but Nolan McClain would probably have to be in that trade. He's just too good of a player. And Tarik Skrubel is just too great of a player to get rid of and not get McClain back in return.
But here's the problem. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words. Here's the problem with that. If the Tigers say we want Skrubel, if the Tigers say we want McClain, the Mets say, no, thank you.
And you know what the Tigers say? Okay. I'll talk to Toronto.
Then go ahead. But they move on. Okay. That's a non-starter. You would be the biggest idiot of all time if you traded a young, controllable starting pitcher that showed what Nolan McClain could do for a guy who's going to command $400 million that you have for 1 year of control. It just doesn't make any sense.
I hear you. I do hear you. But, you know,
same with Schlittler. It's not just because of McClain.
I get you.
Who the hell knows who he's going to be?
McClain's different.
Yeah.
I mean, he's different. He's that Tong and Sproat. I like Sproat. My small sample, clearly. I myself like Sproat stuff a little bit more than Tong. McClain stays healthy, and McClain's going to be a multi-time All-Star. He's going to, you know, he might win a Cy Young. Like, he's the guy that's getting the ball game one, game three, game five, game seven, you know, NLCS World Series. That's the kind of pitcher I think I think he's got that kind of stuff, and I know he's got that kind of sack. The sack combiner, you know, as per the BT and Sal show, is it's dragging. It's dragging on the concrete. I love him. However, just to finish that, we're thinking about it from our perspective here. Let's think about it from their perspective. They got back-to-back Cy Young winner who's, if he's healthy, probably going to win number three in a row next year. If the Mets say no to McClain, the Tigers go, click, all right, we'll talk business with other teams.
And then you would say, okay, and we'll just sign him after the year. That's what I'm saying. The Mets can adjust here. The Tigers are the team who can't adjust because they have to trade him now. But every day that they continue to have him on as we get closer and closer to the season, they're losing value. Because the value right now is at a max off of what he's done the last several years.
Last year, you can make the point. Well, really, that was the max value.
Well, now, think about it this way. If you brought it up last year, then McClain would have been involved.
Mm-hmm.
If they were smart, they could have traded Scooble last year and said, we want McClain. And the Mets at that point, you know, we'd be like, who's McClain?
Yeah, yeah.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
So the idea,
like I would have said about Schlittler 9 months ago.
That's exactly right.
Schlittler, whatever.
Exactly right. And that's the key, identifying those guys before it's too late. Now it's too late. The Mets would never trade him. Oh, and by the way, having Scooble for only 1 year of control is far less valuable than 2 years or even one and a half years. So I still think the Mets are in a position of power. What's the worst that could happen? The Tigers say, we're going to go elsewhere and trade Tarik Skubal. And then you say, okay, we're going to build our team out this way and go trade for Peralta. And then we'll sign Skubal in the offseason.
Yeah.
Or at least be in the game to sign Skubal and probably be the favorite to sign Skubal in the offseason.
Listen, honestly, man, it sounds good. And it sounds practical. And it sounds logical. And it sounds smart. The risk, and you know this, is that you take that route and then Skubal signs with the Dodgers. And now that doesn't mean that McClain can't be the head of the rotation guy for a long time. Maybe you get a Peralta, maybe a Sproat becomes even better than I think. There's other ways to get better for sure. But if you don't give up what the Tigers, not ask for what the Tigers demand, then and you don't get him now, and you also might not get him down the road. If that's a risk, and I know you're willing to take it, which I understand, but if you're willing to take that chance, understand, good chance you're not getting them ever.
Michael's calling from Middletown. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hey, gents. Good morning. Great to talk to you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. We got you, man. What's going on?
Oh, okay, right on. So first time, long time. I've been listening to the fans since 1994 when I moved back to New York, and I haven't called in. I've been waiting to call in on you guys because I love your show so much, and I've learned so much from it over the years. The thing that I really like about listening to you guys is, and the example of this would be the Knicks. I mean, 20, 25 years ago, I'd say, I totally just gave up on the NBA. You know, I was a huge basketball fan, and Larry Bird and Michael Jordan in that era, yep, you know, was really my heyday. And I just got tired of the NBA. And I listened to you guys a couple of years ago, starting to talk about the Knicks, and how Thibodeau completely changed the way that the Knicks played. And I started to watch games and I started to understand, oh, wow, people are driving the paint. They're actually getting, there's some blood out there, mm-hmm, on the court, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. And it brought me back to basketball. And I never would have had that had it not been for you guys.
Now, nice.
So
there you go.
I just want to let you guys know how much we learn from listening to you. It's not just entertainment, although, I mean, I fell in love with Al back in the Vogelback thing after he took over for Tiki, because I love the idea of sending Vogelback to the All-Star game when he was,
I remember,
you know,
that bit. Yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we were trying to get Vogelback. I think Hoff started that. Oh, yeah, okay. We're trying to get him to the All-Star game.
Well, Michael, we appreciate
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much for the call and for your support over the last couple of years. You know, I would say, BT, that is one of the highest compliments that you can pay. I think for us, the best thing that we ever hear is, you guys remind me of Mike and the dog. That will always be the best thing to hear. And it's subjective. Some people could say that. Some people could say, you guys suck, or you're not any good, whatever. And we understand that. We accept it all. That is just part of the job. But when we hear that, the Mike and the dog comparisons, that means a lot to us because that was our show. Those guys were our guys. But what he just said, there is also something I saw Dog talking about not too long ago on a podcast. Part of our job is to get listeners to care, mm-hmm, about what we're talking about. So if you're listening and like, I don't really care about the Knicks, but we're talking about it in a passionate, fiery way that makes somebody like Michael, you know what, let me check this out. That is one of the highest compliments I think you could pay any talk show host.
I'll tell you know, we didn't get much to talk about the Jets and the Giants when we came together here, but the Knicks gave us some juices, no doubt.
That was fun.
Yes. I mean, I remember you coming to the backyard, having a few pops, watching a couple of Knicks playoff games with the fire pit in my backyard.
Which
so,
we
yeah.
could still do,
oh,
by 100%. The way.
Well, we could probably watch Maybe every,
a different
we could
backyard.
Sit there every day. No. A bigger backyard at some point. But I do think that the Knick energy is something that you and I both appreciated. And that's really, I think back to my days listening to the Fan, and obviously Mike and Chris, the two legends. Like, of course I love the Yankee talk, the Met talk, but the Yankee and the Met talk over the years has changed. It's become a little bit more intertwined, if you will. Like back in the day, the Yanks and the Mets were always separate. Now it's been a lot of crossover, whether it's the Soto stuff, for a multitude of reasons. But the Knick juice back then with Riley and Patrick and the fight with P.J. Brown and Charlie Ward and getting suspended again. I mean, that's I would love listening to that stuff on The Fan with those guys and to talk Knicks and talk it the right way. It's been an honor. It's been awesome.
I'm glad we had the opportunity to do that with the Knicks relevant. That's not that just happened to be luck. Because for years,
maybe not luck.
Well, I'm saying with the Knicks being good,
Our presence will the Knicks to give us something there that the city needed.
BT and Sal, BT and Sal back on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It's the finale of this show, so we're looking forward to hearing from you guys today. Obviously, talking sports. Let's keep it to that as best that we can. But we do appreciate all the kind sentiment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.